I am Jamisha Millard, and today I am speaking with Dawn Saunders Dahl, the curator of Indigenous Art for the Indigenous Public Art Program. The Ottawa Public Library, including Library and Archives Canada, have come together to build a new joint facility. Set to open in 2024, they will be honoring and showcasing Indigenous art from across Canada. I discussed with Dawn why it was important to include Indigenous artists and their perspectives in the entire process for the new building.
My name is Dawn Saunders Dahl, and I am the curator for the Indigenous art for the new Ottawa Public Library and National Library and Archives joint facility.
Can you tell me a bit more about the Indigenous Public Art Program?
So I was hired a little over a year ago to develop the public art calls for the facility. And my intent is to reach as many Indigenous artists from across Canada as possible, as well as having artworks that they could see themselves submit for this facility. So that means I'm looking for artwork anywhere between 2 and 3D artwork, as well as video, film, traditional, contemporary, all kinds of work. And the hope is that this artwork will inspire future programs for the facility.
How did you decide where the artist's work would be featured throughout the facility?
So this work was definitely in collaboration with the project team, the architects and the people who will be working in that facility. So the actual spaces were suggestions. There were a number of suggestions from the team. And when it boiled down to figuring out which spaces were best suited for specific kinds of artwork making, that's where this came from. So like an example is the Pimisi entrance, where there's a big large wall next to the staircase and elevators, big 30-foot tall wall. And I thought, well, this would be a great space for 2D work, such as printmaking or photography or painting, which a lot of Indigenous artists do. But also, there's a lot of young Indigenous artists that are making video and projections and films. So this would be a great opportunity to showcase that work on that space too. So that's part of where my decision-making came from, was knowing that a lot of Indigenous artists make work, and they're not just limited to one kind of medium. They do work in all kinds of things, like there's dancers and then there's beaters, and sometimes they're both, right? So I was trying to accommodate traditional making skills as well as contemporary ones. So in that space, I could also see like traditional beadworks or types of tapestries that could be perhaps encased in a frame or hung a different way that could really highlight Indigenous talent from across the country.
Why was it important for Indigenous artists to be included in the overall design process at the facility?
Well, like I said, I only got involved a little more than a year ago. I believe this project has been a few years in the making, and in my opinion, any building facility should have Indigenous advisory and guidance, because we are all on Indigenous land. And that's just my firm belief that we can have amazing, beautiful buildings and artwork in those buildings the more we consult with people who, the First Peoples who have been here.
What are you hoping mainly that non-Indigenous Canadians take away from this project?
My sincere hope is that there is a genuine interest in learning more and an understanding of our collective history. The land holds so much information, and as I've mentioned before, the First Peoples stories have not been told as much as they probably should be. And in important facilities such as this one, where it's the National Archives are keepers of these amazing artifacts. It's an incredible opportunity for Indigenous artists to share their stories, for non-Indigenous and other Indigenous peoples to see. There's hundreds of different groups of Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island, and this is one incredible way that we can showcase those stories and we can all learn a little bit more about these different First Peoples.
What are the gaps that exist within public art processes?
My experiences in public art processes is that they are intimidating. They are challenging. There's a process that it is difficult for artists to see themselves in these spaces, let alone figuring out that transition from making artwork in your studio to these big commissions with big budgets and where you have to involve so many other people, such as fabricators or people who install and engineers and then public art staff and all that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping through these calls and with my assistance, I'm available for artists to contact, and I can help encourage artists to apply to specific calls that may be more suitable for their work and their expertise, as well as helping them through that kind of process and providing some information about what those steps are. It's going to be a long time before a lot of these processes can change. So right now, if there's a way that I can help assist with getting an application in, and also that's why I developed the mentorship calls, because then there's another Indigenous artist who has public art experience who can help with those who don't have as much experience, then that's one way that I can help address some of those gaps. I really hope that people can see themselves and their artwork in these calls, and that the space will be so welcoming to everybody, especially Indigenous people who may go to those spaces. They are very sometimes cold, these public buildings. So hopefully by seeing some Indigenous art, that will encourage people to be there and encourage future programs around Indigenous artists.
Today, I was able to discuss with Dawn Saunders Dahl, the curator of Indigenous art for the Indigenous Public Art Program. We talked about the 5 calls to Indigenous artists in order to showcase their artwork inside the new upcoming Super Library. Thank you for tuning in. I am Jamisha Millard. This new story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.